Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So today, we are going to read from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 9, Dhruva Maharaj Returns Home, Text 11. This is all in the context of our SGGS, the Sangha of GBCs, Gurus, and Sannyasis. So it's out of the normal scheme of things as the Bhagavatam classes are normally being done. Very nice verse spoken by Dhruva Maharaj. Bhaktim moho pravahatam Twayi me prasango buyad ananta mahatam amalashayanam yenan jasobanam uro vyasanam Bhavabdim Neshye Bhavad Guna Katamrita Pana Mata Bhaktim Moho Pravahatam Twai Me Prasango Yadananta Mahatam Amalashayanam Yenam Jasobanam Uro Vyasanam Bhavabdim Neshye Bhavad Gunakatam Ritapanamata Bhaktim moho pravahatam twai me prasango Bhuyad ananta mahatam amalashayanam Yenam jasobanam uro vyasanam bhavabdim Neshye Bhavad Gunakatam Ritapanamata Bhaktim Moho Pravahatam Twai Me Prasango Bhuyad Ananta Mahatam Amalashayanam Yenam jasobanam uro vyasanam bhavabdim Neshye bhavad gunakatam ritapanamata Mataji's. Bhaktim, devotional servants, moho, constantly, pravahatam, of those who perform, twai, unto you, may my prasanga, intimate association, Buyat, may it become Ananta, O unlimited Mahatam of the great devotees, Amala Ashayanam, whose hearts are freed from material contamination. Yena, by which Anjasa, easily, Ulbanam, terrible, Uru, great, Vyasanam, full of dangers, Bhava Abdim, the ocean of material existence, Neshye, I shall cross Bhavat, your Guna, transcendental qualities, Kata, pastimes, Amrita, nectar, eternal, Pana, by drinking, Mata, mad. Translation. Dhruva Maharaj continued, O unlimited Lord, kindly bless me so that I may associate with great devotees who engage in your transcendental loving service constantly, as the waves of a river constantly flow. Such transcendental devotees are completely situated in an uncontaminated state of life. By the process of devotional service, I shall surely be able to cross the nescient ocean of material existence, which is filled with the waves of blazing, fire-like dangers. It will be very easy for me, for I am becoming mad to hear about your transcendental qualities and pastimes, which are eternally existent. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The significant point in Dhruva Maharaja's statement is that he wanted the association of pure devotees. Transcendental devotional service cannot be complete and cannot be relishable without the association of devotees. We have therefore established the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Anyone who is trying to be aloof from this Krishna Consciousness Society and yet engage in Krishna Consciousness is living in a great hallucination, for this is not possible. From the statement by Dhruva Maharaj, it is clear that unless one is associated with devotees, his devotional service does not mature. It does not become distinct from material activities. The Lord says, Satam prasangam mama virya samvido, bhavanti hritkarna rasayana. Srimad Bhagavatam 3:25-25. Only in the association of pure devotees can the words of Lord Krishna be fully potent and relishable to the heart and ear. Dhruva Maharaj explicitly wanted the association of devotees. That association in devotional activities is just like the waves of an incessantly flowing river. In our Krishna Consciousness Society, we have full engagement 24 hours a day. Every moment of our time is always busily engaged in the service of the Lord. This is called the incessant flow of devotional service. A Mayavadi philosopher may question us, you may be very happy in the association of devotees, but what is your plan for crossing the ocean of material existence? Dhruva Maharaj's answer is that it is not very difficult. He clearly says that this ocean can be crossed very easily if one simply becomes mad to hear the glories of the Lord. Bhavad Guna Kata. For anyone who persistently engages in hearing the topics of the Lord from Srimad Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, and Chaitanya Charitamrita, and who is actually addicted to this process, just as one becomes addicted to intoxicants, it is very easy to cross the nescience of material existence. The ocean of material nescience is compared to a blazing fire. But to a devotee, this blazing fire is insignificant because he's completely absorbed in devotional service. Although the material world is blazing fire, to a devotee, it appears full of pleasure. Vishvam Purna Sukhayate. The purport of this statement by Dhruva Maharaj is that devotional service in the association of devotees is the cause of the development of further devotional service. By devotional service only is one elevated to the transcendental planet Goloka Vrindavan. And there also, there is only devotional service. For the activities of devotional service, both in this world and in the spiritual world, are one and the same. Devotional service does not change. The example of a mango may be given here. If one gets an unripe mango, it is still a mango, and when it is ripe, it remains the same mango, but it has become more tasteful and relishable. Similarly, there is devotional service performed according to the direction of the spiritual master and the injunctions and regulative principles of Shastra. And there is devotional service in the spiritual world, rendered directly in association with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But they are both the same. There is no change. The difference is that one stage is unripe and the other is ripe and more relishable. It is possible to mature in devotional service only in the association of devotees. Bhaktim Mohu Pravahatam Tvai Me Pusango Bhuyadananta Mahatam Mamalashayanam Ye Nanja Solda Namuru Vyasanam Bhavabdim Nesh Ye Bhavad Gunakatam Ritapa Namata. Dhruva Maharaj continued, O unlimited Lord, kindly bless me so that I may associate with great devotees who engage in your transcendental loving service constantly, as the waves of a river constantly flow. Such transcendental devotees are completely situated in an uncontaminated state of life. By the process of devotional service, I shall surely be able to cross the nescient ocean of material existence, which is filled with the waves of blazing, fire-like dangers. It will be very easy for me, for I'm becoming mad to hear about your transcendental qualities and pastimes, which are eternally existent. Swaminiti namine namaste saraswati deve gauravani pracharane niravishesha shunyavadi pastrachadishtarane Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Sri Vasudhi Gaurabhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Vajkalpatarubhyas chakripa sindhubhya evacha padidanam bhavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. So as we said, we have selected this verse in the context of our program here for the next 5 days. The Sangha of GBC's gurus and sannyasis, It is very relevant, and it is very appropriate in this context. Of course, a verse like this is always appropriate and wonderful. Very beautiful verse spoken by Dhruva Maharaj, very amazing personality, and very wonderful purport by Srila Prabhupada. So, here, Dhruva Maharaj, he is celebrating the association of devotees. He's saying that, Mataha, I am becoming mad, I have become mad for hearing your pastimes, hearing about your qualities and so many things to do with you, but it all becomes complete. It all becomes ripe, to take the example Prabhupada gives here of the mango. It all becomes ripe in the association of devotees. And if anyone thinks that I will somehow become mad after hearing the pastimes of the Lord and all these things without the association of the devotees, then as Srila Prabhupada says here very explicitly, and it's very vivid and dramatic, they're living a great hallucination. It's just... Well, it's another type of madness, really. It's just another type of madness. So the idea in the Sangha of GBC's gurus and sannyasis is that in this Krishna consciousness movement, we have so many wonderful GBC's, gurus and sannyasis. Just speaking from my own perspective, I get around more than most devotees, and I know more GBCs, gurus, and sannyasis than so many devotees. And as far as I'm concerned, for whatever my perception and capacity to evaluate may be, we have really so many wonderful, wonderful, amazing GBCs, gurus, and sannyasis, and just in general, so many wonderful devotees, actually. But particularly when it comes to the most senior devotees and most experienced in Krishna consciousness devotees and most knowledgeable and realized and very deeply practiced devotees, then our most senior devotees, as far as I'm concerned, they're really amazing. It's really wonderful. And even you just take any one of them or any two of them like that and associate with them, and it's just, well, it's just wonderful. But if you get about 80 or 100 of them together, oh, that is truly extra dimensional. That is the fifth dimension and beyond. That is the spiritual world. That is the spiritual world. And as Srila Prabhupada mentions in the purport, that, well, effectively he's saying, and elsewhere he does say specifically, that actually we, means he, Srila Prabhupada, we have created this International Society for Krishna Consciousness just so people can get the association of devotees. It is so foundational, so essential, and just quintessential as a part of the process of devotional service. So our idea, well, let me say, first of all, that this Sangha, it is the brainchild, really, of His Grace Gopal Bhatta Prabhu, to be completely honest and truthful. And it is the creation of the Strategic Planning Committee. It's all part of the process which has been going on in Srila Prabhupada's movement for the last 6 years, of trying to become more systematic and more organized in everything in Krishna consciousness, and including how we present Krishna consciousness and the programs we adopt and utilize, the systems that we utilize for spreading Krishna consciousness. I remember hearing many, many years ago in the 70s that Nikita Khrushchev, however you pronounce it, previously he was the leader in the Soviet Union, and he visited Russia, he visited India, and he came back, and I was told, he said that, yes, I went to India, and before I went there, I was an atheist, but now I've been there and I've come back. Now I'm a bit more of a theist, because I saw that in India, things are going on, but no one's in control. So there must be a God. Nobody else is in control. So in our Krishna consciousness movement, maybe in the name of spontaneity, I don't know exactly, but... But, you know, sometimes there may be a lack of organization and systematicness and so on like that, because His Holiness Giriraj Maharaj, very senior disciple of Srila Prabhupada and someone who really had a lot of close personal association and time to discuss things directly with Srila Prabhupada. He said that at the end, in Vrindavan, when Srila Prabhupada was in the process of departing, that Srila Prabhupada asked him, "So, how will things go on after I've gone?" And Giriraj Maharaj said to Srila Prabhupada, to the effect at least, that if we're really sincere in devotional service, the movement will go on. And Srila Prabhupada said, yes, sincerity and intelligence, sincerity and good organization. Because after all, good organization does not have to be a symptom of atheism or a lack of Krishna consciousness, necessarily. Yeah. So we've organized, not we, the Strategic Planning Committee actually has organized the Sangha, and frankly, even though I am, for better or for worse, the chairman of the GBC body, but only for another 13 days, including today. Shishi Radha Madhava Shri Shri Panchatattva Shri Nishingadev Bhagavan Ki Jai. Yes, I can say that frankly, I didn't even know what was going to happen till last night, actually. And I still don't know much of what's going to happen, but we like surprises, nice surprises. So here anyway, the thing is that Dhruva Maharaj, he is celebrating his devotional service and his connection with the Lord and hearing and chanting about the Lord. He's celebrating. He's ecstatic. How wonderful. He just wants to go on and on hearing and chanting about the Lord. But in the association of devotees, not on his own. I mean, on his own, if that's just how the circumstances happen to be at some particular point, that's one thing. But in general, as much as possible in the association of the devotees, this is such an essential factor in Krishna consciousness. We were told in our very early days in Krishna consciousness, we were told that Srila Prabhupada said Krishna consciousness is 90% association. And certainly, it's really a very important factor, extremely important. Even Srila Jiva Goswami in Bhakti Sandarbha, commenting on one verse spoken by Lord Krishna in the 11th canto in the Uddhava Gita. Lord Krishna is explaining, I forget the actual verse number, but he's explaining certain essential aspects, factors in the process of devotional service, and one of them is the association of devotees. So Srila Jiva Goswami, he translates this line, Krishna's speaking, he translates it that Krishna says that serving the devotees and associating with the devotees is a more effective way of developing love for me, for Krishna, than trying to develop love for me. It's very profound. It's very profound. And yes, so we need the association of devotees. devotees who are already very dynamic and empowered and wonderful become even more dynamic and empowered and wonderful when they associate with other wonderful devotees. It's just such an important and amazing factor in devotional service. And we see here, as we said, this is all in the context of ultimately of strategic planning, really, and this strategic planning endeavor of the GBC body, that we want to develop the Krishna consciousness movement in more strategic, systematic, and just intelligent Krishna conscious ways, so that everything increases very positively, including the preaching as such. Dhruva Maharaj, he was preached to by Narada Muni. And when Narada Muni preached to Dhruva Maharaj in the forest, then Narada Muni preached very strategically. He didn't just say something, no, even though it's transcendental, but just something very sort of blunt, just, oh, you're not your body, just chant Hare Krishna. I used to know one devotee back in the good old days when things were really different. And whenever he was asked a question, any question practically, his answer would be, just chant Hare Krishna. That's a Krishna conscious answer. But then we heard that Srila Prabhupada, when he opened the Krishna Balaram temple, and he stayed on for some days or weeks afterwards to see that everything got functioning nicely, Srila Prabhupada, every day he would do some type of inspection around to see what was happening or not happening. And one morning, maybe at this time of the day after the Bhagavatam class, Prabhupada was walking around the temple room, around the sort of the veranda area around the courtyard. And Prabhupada saw there was one light on, and there was just no need at all. And Prabhupada said, what are you going to do about this? What are we going to do about this? This light being left on. And the temple president tried to give, and he told me later that he really thought, I've got to give a Krishna conscious answer here to Prabhupada. And so he said to Prabhupada, what are we going to do about this? We are going to become Krishna conscious. And Prabhupada answered, an impractical suggestion. So just chant Hare Krishna. Just chant Hare Krishna. It's good. It's not bad. It can't really be bad. But to really take things forward in the Krishna consciousness movement, it will help. And already it is helping in different ways, to think more strategically and systematically and get a bit more organized. And it's interesting, Narada Muni preached to Dhruva Maharaj initially in what you might call a sort of like a very basic, straightforward way. That, you know, what, you're just a young boy. Why are you here in the forest? You should go home. And Dhruva said, oh, but I'm trying to find God. And Narada said, well, God is in the palace also. Why don't you go back to the palace and try and find God there? And just some basic thing, good thing, like, you know, don't be materialistic. Don't worry about if you have wealth and a kingdom and so on. It's all true. And it's all very good. But it didn't help, didn't influence Dhruva Maharaj. And basically Dhruva Maharaj told Narada Muni, look, thanks. Thank you very much. You're saying very good things. But if you cannot help me in my mission to find God in the way that I've decided I want to find God, if you can't help me, then please leave me alone. Please go. You go your way, I'll go my way. Thanks, but no thanks. So then Narada Muni became more strategic. Oh yes. He really thought how to deal with this boy in such a way, like empathic, with empathy, with some feeling and understanding and appreciation for his condition and how to touch his heart. So Narada Muni then, in that way, he gave him a process, he gave Dhruva a process of something like Ashtanga yoga, something like that, some sort of physical exercises and something a bit more dramatic sounding. And Dhruva thought, yeah, this sounds good. If I do this, I'm going to become powerful. And if I become powerful, I can get a kingdom. This is good. But Narada Muni, with his strategic intelligence and with his depth of Krishna consciousness, he injected into that something extremely Krishna conscious. You do all these exercises and so on, but you chant Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. This is a very important part of the process. And because of the way that Narada Muni had presented everything, and Dhruva was already embracing everything, Dhruva embraced that. And so he did that, and well, we all know what happened. Eventually the Lord revealed himself, and Dhruva said, actually, I was interested in the kingdom, but now I've got you. Now I can see that this, what I was looking for, the kingdom, it was just something useless. I thought it was like a big mountain of gems, unlimitedly valuable. But now I see it was just like a big pile of broken colored glass. It's just rubbish, in other words, just to be thrown away. So we see with Srila Prabhupada, we see with Lord Chaitanya. The other day we were celebrating the appearance of Lord Nityananda. We see with Lord Nityananda that they were not stereotyped, you could say, Krishna conscious stereotyped about how they presented Krishna consciousness. Whereas others, and maybe even us sometimes, or whoever, may try to actually present Krishna consciousness, but in ways which are not so really deep in Krishna consciousness, and it doesn't have so much effect. One devotee told me he was with Srila Prabhupada here in Mayapur, when George Harrison, the famous musician, donated Bhaktivedanta Manor just outside London to Prabhupada's movement, 1973. That day, Srila Prabhupada was going to visit one of his godbrothers in Navadvip. We won't mention any names. And they were just about to leave when the news came through. So this devotee, Murti Das, from New Vrindavan, some of you may remember him from the old days. So Murti told me, at least, that he said to Srila Prabhupada, oh, you know, we just got this huge donation, hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of property. biggest donation ever in ISKCON. Oh, it's so wonderful. We must tell that particular devotee they were going to go and see. Prabhupada was going to go and see one of his godbrothers. And Srila Prabhupada said, no, don't tell him. He won't understand. He'll think that this George Harrison, he's a malecha. And we accept something, you know, substantial like this from a malecha, will become contaminated. So don't tell him. So Srila Prabhupada, in so many ways, he was creative and strategic in his thinking and how he developed this Krishna consciousness movement in so many ways. So here we, over these next 5 days, including today, we're all going to be getting together and churning, trying to churn the ocean of Krishna consciousness and churn the ocean of the Krishna consciousness movement and all the different programs and ideas for spreading and developing the Krishna consciousness movement. And I'm sure that as this ocean becomes churned and churned, some real nectar is going to come out. And then amongst the senior devotees, and then be distributed amongst the devotees in general. And it's really going to be very wonderful. So, again, welcome to one and all devotees who have come to participate. Thank you for taking the trouble and making the effort. And thank you to you all, everyone, for participating. And let us see what, by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, comes out of everything at the end of this program after 5 days. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki. Thank you, you're all very generous devotees. You know, I was also wondering, as I'm sure you were all wondering, why me? I just gave class 2 days ago, 3 days ago, why me? Anyway, I don't understand either. But let me just repeat the announcements. Well, first announcement is class to finish at 8:45. Not too bad. Breakfast for the SGGS delegates at Govinda's Pizzeria on the roof at 9. You've got 10 minutes. And the conference begins at 10 in the Ishadhyan building or near it, just by the Vansi Bhavan over that way. Hare Krishna.